WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. Now, I know what you're thinking. Positive affirmations? Isn't that a bit woo-woo? Listen, I get it. We live in a world of deadlines, notifications, and endless scrolling. It can feel like our minds are running on overdrive, constantly bombarded with negativity, both real and imagined. But here's the thing, your thoughts have power. Like it or not, they shape your reality. So wouldn't it be amazing if we could consciously choose to focus on the good stuff? That's where positive affirmations come in. They're like little mental pep talks that can help rewire your brain for positivity and success. Today, we're diving deep into the world of positive affirmations. I promise you, this isn't about chanting, "I am fabulous," in the mirror, though if that works for you, go for it. It's about understanding how these powerful words can actually change your thinking patterns and impact your life in tangible ways. First things first, what exactly are positive affirmations? They're simply statements that express positive beliefs about yourself or your situation. They can be as simple as, "I am capable," or, "I am worthy of love," or they can be more specific, like, "I am confident in my abilities to succeed in this project." The key is to choose affirmations that resonate with you on a deep level and truly believe them. Think about it. Ever noticed how you tend to gravitate towards people who have positive energy? You're drawn to their optimism, right? Well, positive affirmations work in the same way. When you speak these empowering words to yourself, you're essentially rewiring your brain to attract more positivity into your life. Here are 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your affirmation game. 1. Specificity is key. Instead of generic statements like, "I am happy," try something more specific, like, "I feel joy and gratitude for the abundance in my life." Being specific helps your brain focus on what you truly want to manifest. 2. Present tense is powerful. When you use present tense affirmations, you're essentially telling your brain that these things are already true. It's about shifting your mindset from, "I wish," to, "I am." 3. Repetition is everything. Just like learning a new language or skill, consistency is key with affirmations. Try repeating them several times throughout the day, whether it's during your morning routine, on your commute, or before bed. Imagine them as mental seeds that you're planting and nurturing. 4. Believe what you say. This might sound obvious, but truly believing in your affirmations is crucial. If you don't fully believe them, your brain will likely dismiss them as just empty words. So, really try to feel the truth in those statements. 5. Make it a habit. Integrating affirmations into your daily routine makes them more effective. Think of it like brushing your teeth. It's a simple habit that has a big impact on your overall well-being. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been struggling with self-doubt. She constantly tells herself, "I'm not good enough," and, "My work is never good enough." This negative self-talk has been holding her back from sharing her art with the world. One day, Sarah decides to try something new. She starts repeating affirmations like, "My creativity flows effortlessly," and, "I am a talented artist deserving of recognition." At first, it feels strange, but she keeps at it. Slowly but surely, those positive words start to chip away at her negative beliefs. She starts to believe in herself more, and guess what? Her confidence grows. Sarah begins sharing her art online, and people love it. She receives positive feedback, even commissions. Sarah's story isn't just a feel-good tale. It's proof that positive affirmations can have a real impact on our lives. So remember, you are capable of creating the life you want, one positive affirmation at a time. The key takeaways here are simple. Be specific, use present tense, repeat consistently, believe what you say, and make it a habit. These powerful words have the potential to unlock your full potential and help you live a more fulfilling life. Now go out there, rock those affirmations, and let's continue to heal our attention spans together. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little positivity boost. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, drop us a line on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, everyone.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.